This is a call to order for the governing board of the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority monthly meeting for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. If you would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All board members are in attendance. Next item, Fire Chief, you want to go over the report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So for July, we had 12 new applicants received during the month. Manpower is at 100%. We are finishing up the final vehicles for the relettering of Pinal County Fire Medical Authority. District training for the month of July for EMS is continuing our heat-related issues with the constant heat from the summer. And we're continuing our minority company operations with our new employees for the month as well. Currently, we've had the 6 members complete the AMT program. 2 have completed national testing, and the other 4 are scheduled for testing. We have 5 more that are scheduled to take the class after that. Image Trend Target Solutions is currently at 70%. Under community service, we've just finished up our summer safety program at the end of last Friday. 283 kids attended on Friday for the finale. Just like to thank all the board members that participated and support that process. Again, just for notice, for a lot of our children, that's the only thing they have all summer long. Sure. So it's super important for them. And we continue to ask the kids at the end, what's the best part of the program? And every single year for 11 years, they've said the same thing. It's the food. Yeah. So really critical that we do that. So I greatly appreciate the board's support of the program. So thank you.
You're welcome.
During June and July, we also assisted 79 citizens with home detectors, smoke detectors, and challenges for home repairs. We participated in a DFFM, FEMA, and ESHRAC meetings for June. We did conduct a fire drill in June for the school, even though they were out with some maintenance operations. And we continue to work through our grants and the additional grant of $100,000 from Representative Martinez and Lopez as well. And then the staff reports, I don't have those with me, but you have the staff reports in there? So it must be on another page here. So I'll include those for next month as well, too. Everything must be filed in there. I don't have that one with me. But I'll do that next month as well. Everything is good. The call volumes are everything within a 90% fractile response time. Somehow that didn't get added, so I apologize for that, but I will cover that next month as well.
Okay. No worries. If I may I say something, sir? I just wanted to thank you, Chief, and thank your crew for the wonderful summer program for the kids. You know, I hear good things about it all the time. I appreciate that, but I also appreciate you sponsoring the fireworks for the community. Went very well. I know I saw Rob there. I don't know if anybody else was in Chief, of course, yeah. But anyway, it went very well. The crowd was well behaved. So. Thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank definitely. You.
It's our honor, our pleasure. So.
Appreciate it. Do you want to cover anything on the consent agenda?
Just a motion.
The motion to approve the chief's report and the staff report.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Want to cover correspondence?
Yes, just several thank yous for services rendered through the month, and then to Board Member Rogers' comment. We got a lot of thank yous for the summer safety programs as well. And Board Member Rogers and I had the opportunity and pleasure to read the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. And the mayor of Eloy was there, Andy Sutton, Sheriff Ross Teeple, Teresa Martinez, Chris Lopez, Representative of the Rangers was Board Member Rogers, myself from Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority, and a couple representatives from the Arizona City Veterans Group. And Mayor Sutton had nothing but positive things to say for our first collaboration of the two chambers working together. The venue is excellent. There's a restaurant coming in there as well. So that was going to kick that off, but worked really well. And the collaboration was great with all the agencies involved. So thank you for that.
Next item's consent agenda. Did you want to cover anything on that?
Yes. So finishing out the fiscal year, we ended up with $586,549.25 to the accrual to go forward. So that was outstanding. All bills are paid. We're current. And financially, we work great from that standpoint.
Okay. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move.
Second.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Next item is number 9, call to the public. We didn't receive any. Number 10 is old business, 2025 AFCA, AFDA Fire and EMS Leadership Conference and Expo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So that's going on right now. So I was up there. It started on Monday with the staff meetings for all the training committees. It's going well. Once we go through the formal authority when our first member joins us, we'll all have to go back through that again so we can catch that next year as well, and we'll be set for that.
Okay.
So it's going well.
Next item on number 10 is new business discussion and possible action. Our AMR contract for in-house allocations.
Chief. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, we've been working with AMR to bring an ambulance in-house to cut down on the response times for those ambulances having to come from Casa Grande and Coolidge. Yeah. So we finally have that agreement. I just need the board's authority to start working on a contract where they'll pay us to do that. So if the board so has the pleasure and desire, I just need a motion and a second and approval to get into contract negotiations with AMR for in-house services.
Okay. Second?
I'll make that second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved to enter into contract negotiations with AMR.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item is next meeting date. Regular business meeting will be August 11th, 2026. Agenda items for the next meeting are due August 4th, 2026. And then next item is adjournment. A motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.